Hello, everybody, and welcome back to another show for the Workers Educational Association. Bruce, back in the studio with us. How are you?
Good, thank you, Kai.
That's good, that's good, that's good to hear. And so we're going to be chatting about some highlights from April and May, but also we wanted to jump into the Saturday seminars because there's been a bit of a change, has there?
Two of the Saturday seminars have had their dates changed because they don't suit the speakers.
Yeah.
I'll explain those later on in the program.
Okay, sweet. Easy. Yeah. Why don't we want to jump into what's coming up this month or next month?
Well, yes, these are Saturday seminar highlights.
Yeah.
Now, full details are in our brochure, which most members now have. The brochure is available in the public libraries here at Access Radio.
Yeah.
And also they're available in Shoreline Cinema,
yep,
and one or two other places I can't remember at the moment.
A lot of places, though.
We also, of course, have our website with plenty of detail.
Yeah.
So I'll just highlight the Saturday seminars coming up.
Yep.
First of all, Saturday the 18th of April, Kapiti Island, a human history focus with John Barrett. John Barrett has a close link with Kapiti Island.
Yeah.
His whānau operate a tourism business on Kapiti Island, and he's been involved with various organisations linked to Kapiti, and he's going to give us a version of events from the time of the New Zealand Company settlements through to the present day, all related to our iconic Kapiti Island. So that's 18th of April. The next one is the 2nd of May, and this is a very timely topic.
Mm.
Can nations cooperate to make the world a better place?
Yeah.
With Colin Keating, former New Zealand diplomat. He's, in fact, represented New Zealand on the UN Security Council.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and he'll be looking at the whole vexed question of international cooperation in an increasingly interdependent yet polarised world. There's more details in our brochure, but I'm sure those of you concerned about the war in the Middle East and international relations will want to come to the seminar. Saturday the 2nd of May.
Saturday the 2nd of May. Yes. Lock that in.
And finally, 16th of May, we have a complete change of topic. We have Julia Casper from Te Papa. She's a lead curator of invertebrates at Te Papa.
Oh, yeah.
And she's an entomologist, that is, a person who studies insects.
Yeah.
But she's looking at the fly witness, how maggots can solve a crime. So she's going to look at the use of forensic entomology, its history, the methods, and interesting case studies.
Yeah.
So if you're interested in insects and or crime, this is a seminar for you.
Yeah, that'd be a good one to listen to, definitely.
All our seminars are at the Waikanae Presbyterian Church Hall between 10 and 12:30 or 1 p.m.
Yeah.
And it's $20 for members, $30 for non-members. Now, we do have some changes in our program, and I'll just detail these very quickly. These are two popular speakers. First of all, Paul Spoonley was to speak on the 11th of April. It's now the 9th of May. He's looking at the new New Zealand demographic change transforming Aotearoa. So that's now 9th of May. The other change is on the 9th of May, there's no longer Chris Pugsley speaking.
Mm.
So, in fact, we have nothing on Saturday the 9th of May. Chris Pugsley is a military historian, and he's talking about filming Gallipoli from the other side of no man's land. So that's now 11th of July. There is no seminar on the 11th of April because of Paul Spoonley's change.
Oh, yeah.
But instead we have our AGM. But before that, a guest speaker, local district-wide councillor Rob McCann.
He's going to be chatting about
issues facing the Kapiti District Council.
Oh, yeah.
So that'd, if you were concerned about rates,
yeah,
climate change and its effect on coastal adaptation,
yeah,
transport, housing, those sorts of issues, Rob will address those. He has a PowerPoint and he is very willing to take questions. So he'll be our guest speaker from 10 till about 10:30, and then we have morning tea, and then our AGM at about 10 to 11. I do encourage members to come along and support the organisation.
Yeah.
And attend the AGM. Promise it won't be boring, and there won't be lengthy reports.
Yeah.
So that's Saturday the 11th of April. Guest speaker, Councillor Rob McCann, and the AGM.
Yes, that's a good one to go to if anyone's interested in the local community issues.
And if they're interested in the well-being and future of WEA.
Yeah, awesome, awesome.
Now, could I go on to, please, our April courses?
Yes, of course.
We've got quite a lot happening. Again, I won't go into detail, but just highlight them.
Yeah.
First of all, wine and watercolour. This has been popular in the past. We've got two more places for wine and watercolour. And this is with Alfred Memelink, a gifted artist himself and a teacher of art. And I believe he also runs a gallery, yes, the Art Space Gallery in Petone.
Oh, yeah.
So that's Thursday the 9th of April, 6:30 p.m. to 9 p.m. at the Waikanae Presbyterian Church Hall. $50 for members, $55 for non-members. More details in the brochure or on the website. Also starting midweek in April is the Introduction to Chinese Language and Culture with Cheng Yun Fen.
Mm.
And that will start on the 15th of April, and it runs through a number of sessions till the end till early June. There's 8 sessions, Chinese language and culture.
Yeah.
So if you're interested, more details in the brochure or our website, www.kapitiwea.org.nz.
Sweet.
Now, this is a new series of courses we're running in conjunction with Bookmark Kapiti.
Mm.
Bookmark is an organisation which organises readers and writers to come together. So we have combined with them to organise an autumn readers and writers series.
Mm.
Now, there is a brochure available about it. I know it's available at our brochure outlets.
Yeah.
It's also detailed on our website. There's a general overview in the brochure. But I can tell you that the first session, it's on a Wednesday, will be with Jenny Patrick, the author.
All right.
And she'll be talking to Chris McLean, another local author. So there are 5 Wednesday sessions. It starts on the 22nd of April, again at the Waikanae Presbyterian Church Hall, and it's between 2 and 4:30 in the afternoon. It's $80 for the 5 sessions or $20 a session.
Oh, yes, that's good then. You can pay per session as well.
Yes.
Rather than the whole 5.
Yeah, yeah. It sometimes suits people just to pick out a session or two that they're interested in.
Yeah.
Previous broadcasts, I have gone into detail about how to register for courses, but I'll just again highlight the key ways to register. There are full details on page 23 of our brochure, but essentially, you can just email our administrator, Joanne, or phone her. The phone number and the email address are on the front of our brochure, but here's the phone number, 027-715-3677. Usually you need to leave a message and Joanne will take it from there. Or email her at one word, kapiti@gmail.com. The other ways to register for a course is to obtain the form, which is on the back of the brochure, or pick up one at any of our activities, fill it out and hand it in or email it to us. And a third way is to register on our website, which I've given the address for before.
Yeah. What's the address? What's the address just for any new listeners that might be listening in?
Yes. www.kapitiwea.org.nz.
Sweet.
Membership, of course, is encouraged. We now, in the last couple of years, have had over 100 members.
Oh, really?
Who are actively supporting adult education.
Yeah.
By being a member. You pay less for Saturday seminars if you're a member. You can also take out a season ticket. So membership details are on page 22 of the brochure or go to the tab on our website.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a nice easy way for people to access it online as well.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yep.
So that's our program of Saturday seminars for April and through to the 16th of May.
Yep.
And also our midweek courses. I can't announce the details of any pick and mix trip, but that will be on our website if we have one coming up for April. And that's it, I think.
That's it. Mm. Sweet. Well, I mean, hey, it sounds like you've got a good couple months coming ahead.
Yes, we have a full program, and I think there's something for everyone's interest there. Could I just mention that any full-time tertiary or secondary students can come to these Saturday seminars free?
Oh, really? Oh, yeah, no, that's good. I think Hugh might have mentioned that as well in the last one.
Yes.
Yeah, no, that's really good.
You just need to produce some sort of ID.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, my brother's a tertiary student, so you never know.
Yeah.
But hey, I mean, thank you so much, though, for joining me in the studio today, Bruce.
Well, thank you to Coast Access Radio. We do appreciate these opportunities.
You're very welcome. We love having you in. Hey, but that is another show for the Workers Educational Association. Thank you so much, everybody, for tuning in. It's brought to you by Coast Access Radio and New Zealand On Air.
This program was produced at Coast Access Radio with the support of New Zealand On Air.
Coast Access Radio.